Homeowner's insurance has twice as many coverage forms as the dwelling policy, which means the applicant has more choice as to what can be covered. The homeowner's policy forms are designed to accommodate the insurance needs of different types of property owners. There are separate forms for insureds who own their own dwelling or condominium unit and a form for insureds who occupy a non-owned rental property. Four of the available forms are for insureds who own their own home. They differ in the perils and level of protection provided.
Wait, so if I have a building with apartments that I rent out to people, I need to insure it under a dwelling policy? But if I'm one of the people renting an apartment, I could get a homeowner's policy.
It'll make more sense if I tell you about the different forms available, but let's go in order. First is the HO2, which covers damage to the dwelling, other structures, personal property of the insured, and losses of use of the dwelling. The HO2 is a broad form with 16 named perils.
Kind of like the broad form for dwelling, right?
Right. But next we have the HO3, which covers damage to the dwelling and other structures on an open peril basis, but covers personal property against loss by the same 16 named perils as found in the HO2.
So that special form on the buildings and broad form on the personal property?
I think you've got this down. Let's keep going. The HO4 is designed for people that live in a non-owned dwelling or apartment. This is what you would get if you're a renter. Since the insured does not have an insurable interest in the dwelling or other structures, there is no coverage for the dwelling. Personal property of the insured is covered for those same named perils in the HO2 and HO3. Losses are paid on an actual cash value basis.
Gotcha. It's broad form for personal property only.
Right again. Now we have the HO5. This form covers damage to the dwelling, other structures and personal property, all on an open peril basis, which means all perils are covered unless specifically excluded in the policy. Now here's where this one gets tricky. The HO5 is available if your state uses the 2000 edition of the homeowner's policy, but some states still use the 1991 edition. In the 91 edition, you can get the same coverage as an HO5 by getting an HO3 with a special endorsement. Usually called the HO15, that makes the personal property coverage open peril. The HO15 isn't available in the 2000 edition because the HO5 does the same thing.
Wow. So the HO5 is a special form for everything, but only if your state uses the homeowner's 2000 edition. If they use the 91 edition, you can get the same coverage with an HO3 form and HO15 endorsement. And my study guide can tell me which one my state uses, right?
Right. That wasn't so hard, was it? You're doing great, and we only have two forms left to cover. The HO6 parallels the coverage of the HO4, providing protection against the same perils and paying losses on the same basis. However, the HO6 also contains special provisions tailoring it to the needs of the condominium unit owner. These special provisions, which deal with the condominium's exposure, relate to the unit owner's additions to the condominium unit. Additions would be the alterations, appliances, fixtures, and improvements, which are a part of the building.
I see. So if I live in a condo and I paid for the fridge and stove that are in it, they would be covered. And it covers all of my personal property on a broad form, like the HO4.
You've got it. We're down to the last one, the HO8. The HO8 was developed to fill the needs of owners of older property, ensuring older houses at 80% of the replacement cost, which is required, creates a moral hazard because the house itself may not be worth that amount. The property owner would profit financially in the event of a total loss. The HO8 policy is written for the market value of the structure, and the policy agrees, in the event of a partial loss, to make functional equivalent repairs. This means when things such as plastered walls are damaged, repairs will be made with less expensive plasterboard, and not the more expensive hand-plastered repair. If marble is damaged, it will be replaced with formica. A damaged tile roof is replaced with composition shingles.
Let me try a rundown. The HO2 is a broad form for everything, and the HO3 is a special form for the dwelling and broad for the contents. If my state uses the homeowner's 91 edition, I could add the HO15 endorsement to get open peril coverage for my personal property. The HO4 is a broad form for renters who don't need dwelling coverage. The HO5 is special all around, like the HO3 with the HO15 endorsement. The HO6 is a broad form like the HO4, but has some dwelling coverage. Finally, the HO8 is for old houses that aren't worth as much on the market. When repairs are made, the older, more expensive materials are replaced with newer, less expensive materials.
All right. You're doing great.
Well, I know the forms, but I know there's more to it than that. I remember reading in my study guide about two different sections in a homeowner's policy.
You remembered correctly. Every homeowner's policy must contain two sections. Section 1 provides coverage on the insured's own property. Each form has different coverages under Section 1 that we have just discussed. Section 2 provides comprehensive liability coverage and is identical in all of the homeowner's forms. Let's keep this in order and start with Section 1. There are four coverages under Section 1, designated as A, B, C, and D. These coverages are similar to those in the dwelling policy, but don't include the fair rental value. If the form being used specifies that losses are paid on a replacement cost basis, then the limit of insurance written for coverage A must be at least 80% of the replacement cost of the dwelling at the time of any covered loss. The other coverages provide limits in relationship to the coverage A limit. Coverage A dwelling provides protection on the house. Coverage B, other structures, provides a specific amount of insurance on any detached structures located on the insured premises. Coverage C, personal property, provides coverage on the insured's personal items. Coverage D, additional living expense, provides coverage for additional living expenses or loss of use following a covered loss to the dwelling. The amount of coverage provided varies depending on the homeowner's form written. You can learn more detail about these coverages, like the limit amounts, in your study guide.
So Section 1 of the homeowner's policy has four coverages, which are also provided in the dwelling policy. The homeowners can't have the fair rental value coverage since it doesn't cover rental property. I see what you mean about the similarities between dwelling and homeowners, but there is still one huge difference. The homeowner's policy has a Section 2 with liability coverage. The dwelling policy was for property insurance only.
You've got it. Let's finish up with homeowner's insurance and then we'll compare the homeowner's and dwelling policies. Since you brought up liability, we'll move on to that. Section 2 of the homeowner's policy consists of two parts: coverage E, personal liability, and coverage F, medical payments to others. One of the most important parts of coverage E that needs to be understood by both producers and insureds is the definition of persons insured, because the insurer promises to defend and pay damages if a claim is made or a suit is brought against any insured. Under Section 2, coverage is provided to the named insured, but also to certain other persons. The homeowner's policy defines insured as the named insured, resident relatives of any age, animals or watercraft belonging to a resident insured, anyone under 21 in the insured's care, and anyone engaged in the named insured's employment, like a maid or butler. Coverage E provides coverage for motor vehicles not registered or designed principally for the use on public roads, or use by an insured, a domestic employee of an insured, or anyone using a vehicle on an insured location with the insured's consent. Golf carts are covered away from the insured's premises, but only while playing golf. The liability of a golf cart while being operated to and from the golf course is not covered.
That makes sense. Coverage E covers my family and me if we become legally liable for something, and that includes liability for my kid's four-wheeler as long as it's on my insured property.
That's it. Now, for a more specific liability coverage. Coverage F, medical payments to others, applies to injuries to others even when the insured is not legally liable. The insuring agreement provides that the insurer will pay necessary medical expenses that are incurred or medically ascertained within 3 years from the date of an accident causing bodily injury. Medical expenses are charges for medical surgical, x-ray, dental, ambulance, hospital, professional nursing, and funeral services. When dealing with coverage F, remember that it covers medical payments for people other than insureds who are on the insured location with permission or who are injured due to an act of an insured or an insured's animal. Injuries to the insureds are not covered by liability insurance. Those would be covered by their health insurance.
I'll try and do an example. If my son has a birthday party and one of the kids gets hurt and has to go to the emergency room, my homeowner's policy will cover his medical payments under coverage F, right?
Very good. Now we'll go over a few endorsements before doing our comparison. Let's start with the Inflation Guard endorsement, which is like the automatic increase in insurance endorsement we discussed in the dwelling policy. It annually increases the limits of liability for coverages A, B, C, and D by the percentage amount chosen. In the event of a loss, the percentage amount will be applied pro rata during the policy period. Homeowners insurance also has the personal property replacement cost endorsement, which changes the actual cash value loss settlement provisions of coverage C to replacement cost coverage. However, certain specific terms are not eligible for replacement cost loss settlement, such as antiques, articles not in good or working condition, and articles that are outdated, obsolete, or not being used. When an insured makes a claim for a loss under coverage C, if the cost to repair or replace the item is more than $500, the insurer will pay no more than actual cash value for the loss until the actual repair or replacement is complete. And last but not least, we have the home daycare coverage endorsement. This endorsement modifies coverage in both sections and allows the coverage to apply to a home daycare business conducted at the insured's premises. There are restrictions on the number of children, in addition to the insured's children, that may attend.
I remember endorsements. They modify the policy's coverages and conditions. The Inflation Guard endorsement will raise the amount of insurance I have in Section 1 of my policy to keep my required limits. Coverage C will pay me the actual value of my personal property, but with the aptly named Personal Property Replacement Cost endorsement, I can get the amount it takes to replace the item instead of just what it's worth. And if I want to start my own home daycare business, I can get the home daycare endorsement to have my homeowner's insurance cover it.
You've got it.
Great. Now is it time for that comparison you promised me?
Don't get into a rush now. It takes time to learn all of this. You still need to read through your study guide to learn everything you'll be tested on. Why don't you try listing some differences between the dwelling policy and the homeowner's policy?
I'll give it a shot. First, the dwelling policy does not include the personal liability coverage like Section 2 of the homeowner's policy. The homeowner's policy has more coverage forms but fewer property coverages because it can't be used for rental property. On the other hand, the dwelling policy won't work for renters because all three forms include dwelling coverage that a renter doesn't need. I also remember reading that homeowner's insurance includes theft as apparel insured against, but theft is only covered in the dwelling policy if you add the broad form theft endorsement.
Very good! See? Your trap really is steel and not plastic. You'll find other differences if you look more closely at the smaller details of the two policies. For example, the dwelling policy excludes things like money and valuable papers, but the homeowner's policy covers them.
I guess just skimming through the chapter won't cut it then. I'll have to make more time to really sit and read.
That's always a good idea when trying to learn something new. It takes time, but with that steel trap of yours, you shouldn't have too much trouble.